Believers Bible Assembly is pleased to welcome you this morning to our teaching series called Searching the Scriptures. It is our prayer that many will tune in to hear this teaching from God's Word, and the Lord will open many hearts to an understanding of His Word and to His wonderful salvation. If you are enjoying and benefiting from this program, then please inform your family and friends to also listen in each week to this broadcast. At the end of the program, I will provide phone numbers for you to contact us so that you may comment or ask questions about what you have heard or if you would like some more information about our church. Now let us begin today's broadcast with some music that will help prepare our hearts for hearing God's Word. If you have a Bible handy, you may want to open and follow along with today's scripture reading. We will be reading from
Romans chapter 14. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord, and he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives God thanks, and he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another any more, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat, nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin.
For to this end Christ both died, and rose and revived. Dead and the living. Why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set and not thy brother. For we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Lesson 131, Walking in Love. In our last lesson, we learned that a Christian should be subject to all authorities, love his neighbor, and show proper personal conduct as one living in the light and not in darkness. Today, Paul continues his practical exhortations, showing how Christians ought to walk in love towards one another by not allowing one's behavior to stumble a fellow believer. Chapter 14 envisions different Christians who may have differing opinions on things that are not clearly spelled out in God's Word. Paul speaks of a weak brother and a strong brother. We might find it difficult to know why one is called weak and the other strong, but given the circumstances, we could take this to mean that one brother has a strong faith which grants him certain liberties, whereas a weak brother would not feel the same liberties as the strong brother, because his faith is not as mature in its understanding of Christian liberties. When the one with stronger faith has concern with someone of weaker faith, the stronger should accept the weaker into fellowship without engaging in heated debates about their differences. The general subjects of disagreement have to do with issues that are not of primary doctrinal importance, but are secondary issues, like what is lawful to eat or observing Sabbath days. When Christians find themselves disagreeing about matters of secondary importance, they should find the grace to demonstrate love and humility, preserve peace, and not harm or offend a fellow believer. The principles of love which Christians are to follow when dealing with disagreements are given as follows. Number 1, do not allow issues that are of secondary importance or difficult to discern from Scripture cause quarreling. Number 2, Christians are to show mutual grace, giving way to those who have differing views on secondary issues. 3, Christians should refrain from judging one another, since the Lord will be the judge of his servants. Now, Paul looks at some specific examples of contention. He says that some will regard certain days above other days, while others esteem all days alike. This was likely some of the Jewish influence among the believers, who regarded the Sabbath as sacred, where no work was permitted on that day of the week. Others from a Gentile background may have held the Lord's Day as more significant for religious devotion, or every day might be considered equally before the Lord. These matters were perhaps not easy for believers to sort out among themselves, but since it was not a critical issue, it should not hinder their fellowship or love for each other. The same is true about certain dietary restrictions, which some observed, while others did not make restrictions on what Christians could eat. Although this was again likely an issue between Christians from both Jew or Gentile backgrounds, there are principles which we can apply to ourselves. For instance, some Christians might have certain convictions about not working on the Lord's Day, while others feel at liberty to do so. When issues like this arise, it is important to not let these issues become a point of contention or division. Some things are clearly spelled out in the Scriptures for us and can be clearly taught and exhorted on. Not all issues are all that clear, however, and we must leave room for others who are less mature in their faith to come to similar understandings on issues that are not so clear in Scripture. It is not right for any Christian to disregard the convictions of his fellow believers even when he is not in agreement with those convictions. For instance, a Christian who thinks he has liberty to drink alcohol should not do so if he knows that some other Christian would be stumbled by his actions. We do not live unto ourselves, and our actions do affect others. Therefore, we have to make sure that our conduct as Christians has a positive influence on our fellow believers, not offending or upsetting their conscience about issues on which Christians differ. This is simply teaching us to give way and show love and grace towards others. When pride fills our hearts, we will want to fight to prove our point is correct and not be concerned if we injure the conscience of other believers. The Bible is teaching us that when we behave this way, we are in the wrong. We should never put a stumbling block before a fellow Christian that would cause them to fall. While some Christians were free to eat all foods, others may have taken offense by eating certain foods they believed were not acceptable to God's people. The Christian who feels he can eat anything should not eat items that he knows are thought to be unacceptable to his brother. By refraining from eating this food, he will prevent an offense and not stumble his brother in Christ. Christian liberty has not been granted to us so that we should just regard our own liberty without consideration of how our behavior is viewed by other believers. The goal of every Christian should be to pursue peace and anything that builds up the church in unity and love. It is important to recognize the importance of maintaining peace and harmony between believers. Christ came to die and give his life to bring us to God and bind us together into God's eternal family. The Spirit of God gives the church unity, but we must always endeavor to maintain that unity by the loving and gracious way we treat and respect each other as God's beloved children. If I make my opinions or conduct more important than Christian unity, then I will bring division among God's people, and God will not be pleased with my conduct, for I am destroying the work of God. Our own view on secondary issues does not need to be imposed upon other believers as though everyone must believe exactly as I do, or I will argue with them. That is not loving or gracious and does not represent Christ. Paul says here that happy is the man who does not condemn himself in what he approves. It is important for every Christian to develop their personal convictions based upon what God has said and live according to their convictions. We do not have to impose our convictions on others, for God may show them a need to change their convictions, or perhaps God will show that it is we who need to change our view. It is important that we are all walking consistently with what we believe Scripture teaches. For if we do not walk in faith, it is sin. The Bible is not to be used as a weapon to destroy fellow believers, but should be used to govern and shape our own convictions and practice. When we walk in love, we shall fulfill the requirements of the Word of God and foster unity and growth among God's people. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Romans chapter 14, verse 19.
How good and how pleasant it is when we all live in unity with refreshing as dew at the dawn. Thy fair anointing upon the head.
So good.
So good. So good. When we live together, peace and harmony. So
how deep are the roots?
How deep are
And now for today's Bible question. In today's lesson, we learned that Christians who have different views on secondary issues should not use their differences to argue and divide, but should always act in a manner that binds Christians together in love. Someone might ask the question, what would be considered secondary issues? We've been discussing matters over which Christians can contend because they are not so clearly spelled out for us in Scripture and are what we have termed secondary issues. What we mean by this is that they are issues which godly Christians may differ without any compromise of the fundamental doctrines of the Christian faith. It would be important for us to understand these fundamental doctrines so we can better understand what the secondary issues could be. So let us consider a few fundamentals of the Christian faith. Number one, Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Number two, we are saved by grace through faith, not by works. Number three, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Number four, the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Five, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. Six, the ascension of Jesus Christ. Seven, the doctrine of the Trinity. Eight, the Bible is the inspired and infallible Word of God. 9. We are baptized with the Holy Spirit at the moment of salvation. Number 10. Regeneration is by the Holy Spirit. 11. The doctrine of hell. Number 12. The second coming of Jesus Christ to earth to judge the world and reign as King. To deny any of these fundamentals is a serious problem and brings into question whether a person has the Holy Spirit or is a child of God. All these fundamentals deal with God, His nature and salvation, and man's condition before God. These are essential for all Christians, and even the youngest believer should be easily convinced of these teachings from Scripture. Doctrines that do not affect salvation or an understanding of the nature of God may still have importance, but not to the same degree, for a person may be a Christian, but just uncertain about some biblical doctrines. Those doctrines which are clear should be taught and Christians willing to hear and follow the Word of God. The issues, however, that are not so clear and are debated by theologians are issues where Christians need to show grace, patience, and understanding to those who differ from their own view. Let's now consider some of these issues which would not be considered fundamental, but are secondary issues. Number one, baptism. Number two, divorce and remarriage. Number three, the outline of prophecy. Number four, the eternal security of the believer. Five, women's head covering. Six, women's public ministry in the church. Seven, the gifts of the Spirit. Eight, divine election and human responsibility. These secondary issues have importance, but are not critical to one's salvation, and although there is teaching on each of these subjects in the Scriptures, there are varying views among Bible teachers and scholars on these topics. Other issues could be added to the list also, but these will help us to recognize the difference between the fundamentals of Christian doctrine and those doctrines that are not critical to one's salvation and are matters on which some Christians differ. It is possible for Christians to have fellowship together even while they hold to different understanding on these issues. This is because we are not so smart as to have all the answers and should be humble enough to recognize that when others disagree with us, there is room for either of us to be wrong in our understanding. With a humble and respectful spirit, we should be able to allow others to hold a different understanding without feeling it necessary to convince them of our own point of view. We do not want to give the impression that these biblical issues are not important, for if God wrote to us instruction about these matters, that makes them of great importance, and we should seek to understand and develop a correct understanding and response to God's Word. The point, however, is that we can show grace to our brothers and sisters as we are all seeking to gain a better understanding of Scripture. There is no profit in contending for the sake of merely winning an argument when it is at the expense of Christian love and fellowship. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Just before we conclude today's broadcast, we want our listeners to be aware of our Emmaus Bible courses that we are making available. These courses are from Emmaus Bible College in the USA. There are 12 courses in the first series and also 12 in the second series. These courses begin with the basic teachings of Christianity and move on to more advanced doctrinal studies in subjects such as biblical marriage, the New Testament Church, and evangelism. If you should be interested in becoming a student of these courses, or feel that you could use these materials to help others grow in their Christian walk, then please feel free to contact us and we will provide the information needed to get you started. You may phone Shadrach in Kumasi at 024-442-1948, or if you have access to the Internet, please visit our website at www.BibleAssemblyChurch.com, where you will find details about the Emmaus courses and a student registration form that you can download and use to register as an Emmaus student. Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the full of God. He too. If you want to become a true born-again Christian, here is what you must do. 1. Admit that you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Realize that God hates your sin and must judge it. Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death," and this means eternal separation from God. 3. Realize that God loves you and does not want you to perish. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 4. Realize that Jesus paid your debt of sin for you. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit." 5. Accept God's free gift of eternal life by faith. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name." And also in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And number 6, also be assured that your salvation is through Christ alone and not your works. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." If you would like to receive God's free gift of eternal life right now, you may by a simple prayer made to God in faith. You could pray like this: "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and that I deserve God's judgment. I do not want to have to face that judgment, but I want to be saved and go to heaven. So please forgive me of my sins and come into my life now to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for dying for my sins, and I thank you for the free gift of eternal life." If you have prayed this and believed with all your heart in Jesus as your Savior, then the Word of God assures you that you have been saved. It is not based on how you feel, but on your trust in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's lesson. If you have any questions or comments for us, or you would like more information about God's way of salvation or about our church, then please contact us. You may call Daniel at 024-325-1081, or if you prefer to speak Chi, then you may call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. Again, those numbers are Daniel at 024-325-1081, or for Chi, call Shadrach at 024-442-1948. The Believer's Bible Assembly is a non-denominational church believing and practicing the teachings of the New Testament. Please tune in to this broadcast each Sunday morning at this time. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
I will be white as snow. I will be pure as gold. Jesus, my heart must know I'm pleasing to you. I give my life, my all, taking the cross I will follow. Jesus, my heart must know I'm pleasing to you. Sanctify me, you are the light to guide me to the place where I am, only pleasing to you. Purify me, I need your light inside me, so the darkness flees, I can be pleasing to you. So come make me white as snow, Lord, make me pure. My heart must know I'm pleasing to you. I give my life, my all, taking the cross I will follow. Jesus, my heart. pleasing to you.